Blog Talk Radio.
Peace and blessings, and welcome to The Leather Carpet. The song that you just heard is a piece by my dear, dear friend, John D. Green Sr., who's stepping on The Leather Carpet with me tonight. That was co-written with he and his son, LJ. The piece is called Rain. Welcome to The Leather Carpet, John.
Hey, Braylon, what's going on?
I'm like, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I was in the chat room, actually.
Okay. How are you?
I am well. Very excited to be here with you tonight.
I'm excited to have you here. I know that you're not new to The Leather Carpet. You're not new to my show, you know, but I tell you this all the time. I have a really hard time keeping up with you and what's going on with you. So I think it was perfect timing for us to have you step back on The Leather Carpet so we can get caught up with you. And I think, you know, you might share a few little candid thoughts here and there with us tonight. So, you know, first of all, you know, we all know, well, maybe there's some people that are new to who you are, but you're an amazing musician, you know, pianist, and that you've been at this for many, many years. You know, it goes back to, you know, your childhood and in the church, like so many artists, you know, get their start and all of that. But, you know, if anybody who is listening, you can definitely go back and check out some of the archives of John's features on Flavor News Radio and get caught up to speed. But let's kind of bypass all that and kind of jump forward to, you know, let's talk about your, well, It's not necessarily a debut CD, but you're on a compilation with some other amazing artists from SJF Music.
Absolutely. Some of the finest artists to ever art the art. I'm on a compilation CD with, of course, with Stephen Jerome Ferguson and Leah Henderson and Eternally Blaze. Hot, Eternally Blaze. The music it's you know, that's the disclaimer track. But we have a compilation CD, and it's titled Between Dusk and Dawn. And it's a highly recommended CD. I mean, of course, I'm the person doing the recommending, and maybe I'm biased, but it's a fire CD. I definitely enjoy it. I like the lineup. I like the arrangement. It's good writing music.
I agree. It is good writing music. And I will have to, you know, say that it's something that I recommend also. You know, I had the pleasure of kind of, you know, watching the development of this particular project to then having, you know, the album released, you know, on Flavor News Radio. And I just have to say, I agree with you, John. It is so beautiful. It's so well put together. I think that Steven did a fine job in producing along with just the placement of the tracks. I think he did a really, really good job. And I never really thought about that until this particular project came out, the importance of placement of tracks. And so if anybody's interested and you have not heard any of the music on this particular CD, Between Dusk and Dawn, please go over to www.sjfmusic. Check it out, you know, and even consider purchasing a copy. You can purchase it by digital download. You can order a hard copy of the CD. You can order or just purchase just individual tracks, too. My track that was created and dedicated to me is called Leopard Jam. So if you don't know anything about me, I love leopards. So it's so appropriate. My piece is called Leopard Jam. So, but you have a new project that you're working on that's going to be coming out sometime in the future, correct, John?
We is tentatively scheduled for August.
Okay.
A brand new CD. A lot of work went into this. Of course, Mr. Smooth himself is producing the CD out of SJF Music. And I gotta tell you, Flav, you know, I'm really excited about this CD. I've been waiting for it. Well, you know, I've been waiting for this moment for quite a while, and we have everything pretty much in place now. You know, I added a couple of last minute tracks recently, but you know, good thing Steven's used to that from me by now, so. So I wing a lot of things, but I added a couple of last-minute tracks because I wanted it to feel full and well-rounded, you know, to encompass my entire audience, you know. A little bit of something for everyone. So
you're kind of alluding to the fact that it's going to be pretty diverse then, showing off the variety of talents that you have and directions that you can go.
It's fair to say that this won't be like anything you've heard before.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I have to say this, though, John. I don't know of any other artist who actually sounds like you anyhow. And I think that's what I love about you, is because you don't fit into a certain box. I think that at times you're a bit abstract. I think that you can feel the passion, you know, and sweetness at times. I think that you can feel that energy and frustration at times. And I think that's one of the things that draws me to always pay attention to you, is that I just don't know what's coming next, you know? You kind of keep me on edge.
That's a good thing.
It is a good thing. It really is. It is. It is, because there's definitely artists out there, which, you know, I believe that that's, you know, it's a good thing, too. They're kind of known for a certain sound and all. And I think that that's a beautiful thing, too. But I think when it comes to you, you know, I just don't know. You know, you'll say, okay, I'm going to send you a new track, Flav. I'm like, okay. And then I'm like, wow. You know, because I'm like, I couldn't even begin to even think what direction you were going to go, and it just always surprises me. I want to play one of your older pieces, John, and I know this is one of Ruby's very, very favorites. She posted a lot, you know, out there on the social networks and all, but it's also one of my favorites, and I think it's got a great story to it. On top of the fact, I really, really love the video that you created to Lost in Darkness. So I'm going to play Lost in Darkness by John D. Green Sr. Special guest on the Leopard Carpet tonight, John D. Green Sr. You know, your girl's out there in the chat room, and she loves this piece. Why, and why do you think that, John? Why do you think that Ruby just is so passionate about this particular piece that you did?
Miss Ruby Roberts and I, let's say like Ray Charles, Miss Ruby Roberts and I, we became past friends. No, but we did. We discovered we had a lot in common. I mean, we walked a lot of the same path in life and been through some similar struggles and heartaches and shortcomings. And we relate. And it's really good when you find a friend that's a fan that can relate directly to your lyrical content or your words or your music even. It's huge. And of course, you know, Miss Ruby Roberts and I, we sang this together.
Yes. I remember you had told that story to me once. I bet that was just so, so special.
We sang this together, side by side.
Yeah, I know that's your girl. I know she lives in a totally different state, but she's been out, you know, spending time with you and, you know, your family and, you know, out supporting you at, you know, events that you have performed at and all of that. So that you couldn't ask for anybody better than that to be in your corner.
Ruby is a genuine article, my friend. Ruby is top notch in my book. I'm her biggest fan, you know.
Well, of course, I know that you would be.
Yeah,
so are you my biggest fan, too?
Of course. I told you I got pom-poms and everything.
I
got no problem saying that. I got pom-poms. I wish somebody would say that. I got pom-poms. That's right. They're big. They're camouflage. But
they're camouflage. Okay. Okay. I got you. I can picture it, too. I know there's a lot of things.
I was just saying, every time I hear that track, I get this somber feeling. I remember the place in life that I was when I wrote it. And it's great. Every single time I hear it, I remember, you know, and it's always good to remember the bad times, you know.
Mm.
Don't hold them, don't harbor them, but remember them. You know? It makes times like now so much better, you know.
Sure. Well, I think it's pieces like that, John, that is a beautiful thing for us as fans and those that get the opportunity to experience you, you know, because you hear me say this a lot, you know, art allows us to feel our own stuff, you know, and sometimes, you know, people come along and say, you know what, you shouldn't feel that or you shouldn't do this or get over yourself, you know, and how fair really is that? But when you can hear a piece of art, you can hear some music that says, you know what, it really is okay that you felt that. You know, it really is okay, and you are going to get through it, you know, but it's okay right now, today, at this moment, we can share this time and own that hurt, that frustration, whatever it is that we've gone through. And I think that's one of the things that you, you know, bring to the table. Do you think it would be fair of me to say that you're an emotional writer and composer?
Oh, absolutely. I'm a big baby. I'm a big baby. I have no problem admitting that neither. I'm a very emotional and sensitive person, especially when it comes to music and whatever emotional situation provokes the sound. I'm very easily provoked when it comes musically. I'm very easily provoked, you know.
Right.
You can rub me a certain way and get a song out the deal because, you know, that's how I express myself. That's my form of self-expression is through music. So, yeah, you'd be fair and saying much.
Well, I think about you, and I think about some of the titles, and I think about just the sense of what I feel when I hear some of your pieces, whether it's a musical instrumental piece or whether it's ones that have vocals to it. And I'm like, he was in a mood. Something happened that triggered this to be created, you know, and, you know, but I love that about you, too, you know, because you are open in that way and kind of put yourself in a vulnerable place, even though we may not know the story behind it.
Right.
You share that emotion with us. And I personally kind of dig that. You know, you and I have, we've gone kind of round and round when it comes to, you know, your work and this and that and how to best, excuse me, I'm trying not to cough so bad. Just a minute, John. You know, and what direction can you...
choked up. Yeah.
I see, I got choked up. I know, what can I say? You know, you just kind of do that to me. But you know, it's like, you know, how do we best support an artist like you? How do we get your music to be heard? And, you know, I know that one of the things that once you got involved with Stephen Jerome Ferguson out in Kansas City, you know, he was able to really, really polish up some of your pieces to just make them sound so very, very crisp. And I think that was one of the beautiful things that, you know, one of the connections that kind of came to you online, you know, to help you in that particular direction, because you're an amazing writer, you know, composer, you know, producer in your own right and all of that. And you have music that definitely deserves to be heard across, you know, the globe. And so I know that you've felt some frustrations when it comes to creating and how to be recognized as an artist. So why don't you share a little bit about that?
Well, I ran into a situation that a lot of artists tend to run into when you, and not knocking any artist, but I say what I mean, and I mean what I say, so here I go.
Mm-hmm.
Here I go. a lot of artists that you find that sometimes have the trouble is because they decide to stay true to themselves. And
mm-hmm.
within staying true to yourself, you may not fit a certain genre, or you may not fit a certain style, or you may not be doing what's popular right now, but you hold true to that. And
mm-hmm.
part of holding true to that means if you get a deal, or if you work with a producer, or if you try to work as closely to the sound in which you created as possible. And, of course, you have to be open and subject to certain changes. But overall, you want the music to be the music that you created. Now, because of that, you run into so many different, you know, from people trying to make you, trying to box you into a certain genre of music,
right.
to you don't fit a certain image, or, you know, you're too old, or you're too young, or you run into these things from these people that somehow it's the image of it and the business of it that kind of clouds the magic of the music. I mean, for a lot of artists, it's about the music. And that might be a bit naive. I totally understand that it is a business.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, my business is music. That is my business. So,
right.
And I take it very seriously.
Right.
So, you know, it's that whole rock and the hard place. Just stay true to yourself. It could be a long, lonely road. It's not easy. It's not easy, especially if you're different, you know.
Right. No, I totally get you on that. And it's not, you know, just being one that's on the sidelines and, you know, trying to put myself in a position to make connections and to be as supportive as I can, you know, to artists and somebody like yourself. I know it's not easy, and it's such a challenge to figure out how to get people to pay attention, you know, and because there's so many artists out there to compete against. I do
Absolutely.
Have an issue, you know, with those that try to be copycats of someone else. And because it's like, you know, there's no authenticity to that. And how can you feel okay, you know,
mm-hmm.
about that? And you know, I've run into this, you know, situation recently where there's a whole bunch of cover bands.
Yeah.
You know, a whole bunch of cover bands out there singing, you know, other artists' songs. And then when you start listening to cover bands and you're like, you know what, you just kind of suck. You know, where somebody else really, really brings it, you know.
Right.
And it's interesting because I've heard several cover bands sing the same artist songs and the same songs, too, and all. And I'm like, could you really sing something that was original and your own? You know, do you even write? Do you compose? Do you do anything but just show your talents, you know, in that direction? And so I understand, you know, the frustrations. I know that there are some of our friends, our dear friends, who are out there performing, John, that are told, okay, if you perform at this particular event, you've got to sing a cover song. And I know
right.
that's really, really hard, you know, because it's like, I got my own music, you know.
Right.
So if
but
you could...
But it's required of you. It
yeah.
is kind of, I mean, I hate to say it, but it's kind of required of you to at least know some cover, because people are comfortable with familiarity and they want to hear something that they know, you know.
Right.
Even if the beat is good and timing is perfect, it's something they know, they can relate to. They know the words, they can sing along. Clubs and bars are comfortable with that. So they kind of want you, they lean towards you doing certain covers or whatever. And it's hard to stand and say, listen, I don't do covers, okay? You know, I don't do covers. I was forced to learn a cover, and I learned one, and it's an awesome cover. I mean, the
okay.
artist, I'm a big Bill Withers fan,
mm-hmm.
and I did a cover, and the cover is awesome. You know, I enjoy it, but I haven't done it. It's just not my thing, you know. It's like he did it. He made it famous, and it's perfect. Why do I need to mess with it? You know what
so,
I mean?
Right. So let
yeah.
me ask you this. And I totally get it, you know, the old school, the cover, you know, songs. So then at what point can something that's be created now be considered a cover song that somebody else in the future is going to come back and sing?
Come back. Well, you know, I guess it's all in the individual, because there's some really talented, I mean, there's some people out here that are just plain gifted, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when
mm-hmm.
they do it, if they do it right, I mean, I heard Melodocracy. I heard a couple of tracks of my own that were covered and revisited, let's say. And
really?
I thought they were amazing. Yes, Melvin Chenault, you're familiar with
him? Oh, well,
him?
Melvin, right.
Melvin covered it, and I thought, wow. You know, I have to say, there were parts of it that I thought, man, I wish I could have thought of that.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
but,
okay.
You know,
I got
sometimes
you.
It's done right. It's when it's done in bad taste that kind of takes away from the overall song.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bit of an insult, if you will, if someone takes a cover and then they hack it up or they do a horrible job. I'm really against that. I don't like it. I'd rather you not touch it than take it and hack it up.
Right. I understand. No, I feel you on that one. You know, I want to play another piece. I know that we want to talk about, you know, this new artist role type thing. What do you even call it that you've jumped into?
Hey,
as an actor.
New artist thing.
New artist
role type thing is perfect. That's a great title.
I know that just really did not come out too smooth there, huh? But I'm like, okay, what do I even call it? You know, because you are definitely one who, again, this kind of, you know, is one of the reasons I just really, you know, love you too, is because you just step outside the box and you just go for something. You know, and may not know where it's going to take you, you know, but you're
right.
Going to go for it, and it's actually turned out to work for you. But let me play this piece. Go ahead, babe.
Most of the time, and you know this personally by, you know, I have no idea what's going
mm-hmm.
to happen, you know, unless it's music. Everything else, I kind of wing it. I don't have an idea of how, I know what I want to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I take into consideration all the variables and possibilities. But overall,
okay.
Who really knows? So I just kind of jump out the window and hope I land on something soft. You know, I'm a wing it guy.
Okay. Well, you know, and I feel you on that, and I think that you're right. I think that is something that's a great way of describing what it is that you do. But before we kind of step out there and start talking about, you know, John D. Green Sr., the actor, I want to play Tribal Mental Cleanse. This is one of my absolute favorite pieces by you.
Oh, okay.
So Tribal Mental Cleanse by John D. Green Sr. All right, that was Tribal Mental Cleanse by John D. Green Sr., who's my special guest on the Leopard Carpet tonight, produced by Stephen Jerome Ferguson of SJF Music. Now, if I'm correct, John, this is the piece you sent to Stephen and says, Stephen, you got to do this one right away.
Yeah, that's one of my, I tend to do that a lot now, but in the beginning, I sent this one to him. This was just one of those, I have moments. And there are things that demand the most dire of urgency. This was one of them. And the bass line to this was created by Stephen. And you got people, they say what they want, about SJF as a whole, and that we're so many different collectives and eclectic artists together. But you got to admit, the brother put his whole foot in that track. Stephen,
right.
he shut it down. Because when I listened to it, in the beginning, that sound, you hear that winding sound, that's not a mistake on here. That was sort of a tribal hums, if you will, that he brought into the track because, to give it the feel. And then he put that bass in there. And I got to tell you, I love SJF, because who comes up with that stuff? You get people as twisted as I am when it comes to the music, and they can hear it and do it. He sat down, listened to it, and knew what to put, He knew where he wanted it, how he wanted to put the bass. He already could feel it. And how often does that happen,
Well, I know that, one of the things that Stephen has said is that you're one of the easiest artists for him to work with. That it's like, almost like you guys are so very, very in tune that immediately when he receives something from you, he already can hear what should be done. And I don't know how often something like that really happens, and I think that it's a beautiful thing, and I think it's a not only a great, working relationship, but a great friendship. And I have to agree. Stephen put more than his big toe in that particular piece.
He really did. I mean, the brother, he did it. He did it big, and he, I admire him a great deal. Not just because of his skills, but he's humble and laid back. But to be as good as he is at so many things in the musical realm, and to be humble, that's a gift in itself.
Right.
So I appreciate it. Ha, that's funny. Brian Funk said that could be in a movie. Little did you know.
That's funny. I agree. Okay. Well, okay. You know what? I'm sitting here like looking at your tracks, right? And I'm like, okay, do we start talking? Let me just play one more, and then I want to talk. But let me just play one more because, I know you were going somewhere with this particular song too. This is also produced by Stephen Jerome Ferguson, and this is called Blame It All On Me.
That makes you feel all right. Blame it all on me. If that helps you sleep at night, you know I will never intentionally hurt you. United we barely stood, divided we couldn't wait to go away from what the other had to say. But now it's clear the words that I needed to hear were those words we both should have spoken before we saw. United we barely stood. Divided we couldn't wait to soar away from what the other had to say. But now it's clear, the words that I needed to hear were those words we both should have spoken before we saw. We saw
Right, that was Blame It All on Me by John D. Green Sr. So what do you have to say about that particular piece?
You know, that piece and pieces like Hello Sun and that, those pieces, I mean, they're and I don't want to go sounding all deep or whatever, but there's a lot of layers to me, but
mm-hmm.
those are very close to the root layers of who I am. I can honestly say that. Those are the kind of pieces that make me wish I could play the guitar, you know, where I could just sit and kind of, you know, regale myself with music from a guitar. Those pieces are the true essence of me. You know, I do a lot of music, but it's pieces like that. They tell a different story. I always say those are pages from a chapter from the book of my life.
Okay.
To hear those songs, you're hearing a story about me, a very real story, but you got to be able to put it together in the words of the song because that's all I give.
Mm-hmm.
It's what you hear. You get 3 minutes of, you know, years of heartache. And
right.
that song, that's one of them. And I hadn't listened to that song in a while, actually. So hearing it again, I sat here kind of, you know, reminiscing, if you will, a sad face, like, oh, yeah. That song. So thank you, Flavor.
Yeah, for putting a sad face on. Okay. Well, somebody has raised their hand, John, so let me bring them in. All right. Stephen Jerome Ferguson, welcome to the Leopard Carpet with John.
Hey, thank you, Lady Flavor. Thanks for taking my call. What's up, John? The big cat of the keyboard. What's going on, bro?
You're smooth, Mr. Smooth. What's up, brother? I was just talking about you all bad.
I know, I heard it, man. My ears are burning and everything, man. I said, I got to call in and protect my interests and everything.
Oh, well, there you go. as you're protecting your interests, be sure to check your Dropbox.
Oh, okay. All right, I will.
Yeah.
So you hooked it up for me?
Brother, it's hot, hot, hot.
All right.
I'm feeling that one.
All right, I'm just waiting on Melvin now.
Yeah. Oh, I can't wait, man. I mean, I don't want to, you know, let the cat out the bag, but, oh, man, I am excited about that aspect of it. I got to tell you. You know,
yeah,
I'm a fan.
I
don't know. Most of the people, I don't know if they know it or not, but I'm first and foremost, I'm a fan, and I'm a fan of a lot of things when it comes to music and movies, and, you know, I get just as excited as you all get about everything. I'm excited right now knowing that Melvin's about to put it down. I'm really excited about that. That's gonna be something.
Me just like, okay, I'm in the dark, but you know what? I think it's a good thing to be in the dark. I'm really okay with being in the dark because then I'm so surprised.
We just putting together a little something for you. That's all. It's,
okay.
Myself, John, and Melvin. We're gonna try to put together a little something for you. Give you something, give you a little bit more jazzy thing to play sometimes. But the reason I called is, of course, I wanted to support John and you know, let him know just how much I appreciate the chance to work with him. I've been around some real good musicians in my day, and John, I'm telling you, man, you got a gift, brother. I mean, you got a definite gift on those keyboards, man. And it's, you know, you guys were mentioning about how, you know, I can hear where you're going from, like, the first couple of notes and everything, man, we do have that connection going, and it doesn't come across, it doesn't come that often where people connect like that musically. So it's definitely been a pleasure, definitely.
Thank you, bro. Thank you very much. That's a pleasure. It's all mine. I get to work with the legend over here. And we have fun. We collaborate on a whole nother level, and I think we collaborate on a whole nother level. We do it, you know.
Mm.
We definitely do it. I'm learning a lot too, though, from you, you know. So
we all are. Most, you know,
patience. Most of it is patience. I'm learning patience because, you know me, I'm like that.
Like tribal mental clans. It was like, man, you got to do this now. You got to do this now.
Talked about it. But, you know, tribal mental cleanse, I'm glad that you did step it up that way, because for me, tribal mental cleanse was that track, the let go of all the nonsense, hence the name, tribal mental cleanse, you know, bringing it back to what's clean and pure and clear and crisp and righteous, letting go of all the nonsense. That was my track to They Said Them. I'm letting you go. This is it. This is the whole new get down. So I do appreciate your, you know, rapid response.
Not a problem. It's one of the things that makes it easy with you is that, one, the playing is so technically proficient that it's real easy for me to be able to hear where you're going. And when you attach that passion and that emotion with it that you got, that just makes it easier to follow for me. And like I said, man, thanks a lot. I appreciate the chance to work with you.
That's awesome. I'm going to have to use that technically proficient, though. I'm going to have to use that in a review because that is awesome.
Hey, you're awesome, bro.
Oh, thank you very much.
Well, thanks. You know, I think that in a sense, you know, I'm getting a little spiritual here on y'all, but I think this was a relationship that was meant to be. You know, and you know, I don't think that even if the two of you were in the same place, you know, it couldn't have been any better. I mean, Stephen's in Kansas City, John's, you know, out there in Michigan in the Detroit area, you know, and they do this all over the internet, you know, and I don't think it could have came out any better even if you guys were in the same place, you know.
Thank the Lord for Dropbox.
Yeah, yeah. Dropbox is amazing.
Dropbox is a good tool. But you're right, Flavor. I think it was something that was meant to happen. And I'm looking forward to a whole lot more good stuff ahead.
No, absolutely. We got it coming. We got it coming.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We got it coming. If they can just be a little patient, we'll hit them with it all.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man, Flavor, his CD is going to be the joint. I'm telling you. It's going to be nice.
I have no doubts. I mean, it's John, and you're producing it. I have no doubts.
Well, he laid it down on this CD, man. The fans of John D. Green Sr. and people that don't know anything about him, you guys are in for a serious treat, because this thing it's got a little bit of something for everybody, and it is very, very well done. It's got his stamp all over it.
Okay.
You know, everything that you've been talking about since the beginning of this show about him, it's got all that stuff in it plus more.
Okay.
So, yep, I can't wait.
I can't wait either. Well,
you know,
I think I've been very, very lucky. You know, you guys have kind of spoiled me, because I get to taste a little bit of this and that before other people, you know. But I'm really kind of liking the fact that, you know, I'm going to be really surprised.
Yeah, yeah. I think this. I. What do you think, Stephen? I think this will surprise you.
No doubt.
Show depth that you haven't seen up to this point. I'm very confident in how this CD will do as far as likability and people interaction in response to this CD. I think this is going to keep them talking for a while.
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely.
And
keep them talking for a while.
It's been a long time coming, and you definitely deserve it, bro.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
You know
what, Clemens, you talk about being the first to hear a lot of what goes on through our SJF camp and the
mm-hmm.
artists that you work for. We're gonna give you a couple of firsts tonight. You're gonna be the first to hear a couple of things on this very night, and they're not music related, but they're very exciting. And we're gonna reveal
right.
one on your show tonight. So see,
oh.
there's a whole lot going on right now.
Oh.
But before we go any further, listen, I want to say hello to two people that I believe are listening. I hope they're listening. I hope they're listening. Kathy Cheatham and Mahogany. I want to say hello and to let them know that today they made my day. They didn't do anything that they would normally do. They simply IM'd and said, hey, how you doing? You all right? Good to see you online. Take care. That was it. But that was more than enough. So I wanted to take this minute to say hello to them and to thank them sincerely. That was, to me, you know what that is to me, Flight. That
right.
to me is
right.
huge, you know. That's a $1,000 check in your hand to me because it's the love, you know.
Right. No, I totally feel you. And I have to tell you, I can definitely speak, you know, for Kathy. She has become a dear friend of mine. She's a great supporter. She's also part of Mark Van Cligut's, you know, team. And, you know, she was going to try to straddle the fence tonight because, you know, Mark's over there being featured right now on another show as you're
right.
being featured now. But, yeah, she definitely, you know, plans on being over here tonight, too. So, yeah, she's a beautiful, beautiful person. And I agree
yeah.
with you, John. When somebody reaches out that way, you couldn't ask for better.
And it's so awesome when it happens because, you know, their intentions are pure and good and the conversations are good. It's,
mm-hmm.
They're just righteous, you know. And I, to
yeah.
me, that's everything. For me, that means, I don't know, you can't be measured what it means. You know, to me, it means everything. The fans, the friends, that's what it's about, you know? I don't know. That's where I draw my strength from. So, for me, that's it.
Well, you know what? The switchboard is lighting up. So let me actually start taking some callers so that they don't think that I'm ignoring them. Stephen, did you want me to put you on hold or you want to stay on the line?
You can just put me on hold. That'd be fine.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you so much for calling in, honey.
All right, no
Thank
problem.
Thank you, brother.
All right, Brian.
All right, I'm going to bring your sister in crime in.
Okay.
All right, Miss Eternally Blaze, welcome to the Leopard Carpet with John D. Green Sr.
Good evening, good evening.
Well, good evening.
Okay. Hi. Well, you know, I had to come show you some love. You are
thank you.
Phenomenal person, both your talent and your spirit. It's true, it's honest, it's you. And I'm so glad that you share it with not only us with the SJF family, but with the whole world. You are a beautiful person inside out, and I'm blessed to know you. So tonight, I congratulate you on all your success. And all your upcoming success. Be blessed always from Eternally Blaze. Love you.
Oh. Well, what was that? See what I mean?
That was sweet,
that's
huh?
That's the love right there. That was.
That is the love.
It was so professional, too. Could have been like in a postcard or one of those Hallmark moments. That was awesome.
I know.
Well,
so, Blaze, you know you want to ask John the question.
The question about what the secret is?
Okay, John, I'm going to ask you because, you know, we have to cue Blaze. She's going to get used to it. She's going to get used to it, right? John, what do you do for your Blaze moment?
Oh, my Blaze moments are, I have an unusual Blaze moment. My Blaze moments are usually spent with my my number one girl in the dark and in the studio, you know, just her and I kind of, you know, touching each other and getting to know each other. And she makes a lot of sounds when she's excited, you know. That's my keyboard.
He did.
So,
he did not just really go there, did he?
He did, right
keyboard,
there.
Yeah.
Right
yeah.
there. But we're
see, that's
so
right
happy.
There how you all know you need to go to church. Right there, see? Because your minds were in the gutter. It did go to church.
Well, you
wow.
hug. But you let it there. You know, okay,
No. I simply suggested a few things and you allowed
okay.
your mind to travel there. You allowed your mind to travel there. I took you no such place. I simply said my blaze moment happens alone in the dark in my studio. You took it from there.
That was pretty
hug
good.
All around.
That was pretty good, John.
Thank you very much. That was pretty good.
I'm sitting over here with a Kool-Aid grin because you got me big with that.
Yeah, my wife, she even smiled at me. She thought that was pretty funny.
Yeah, your wife should smile
yeah.
at you. Yeah, you clever, clever W. Wow. So,
you know,
so Blaze, just know
yeah.
in the future, when I say Blaze, are you going to ask the question?
Yeah.
You can cure her.
She'll
yeah.
get used to it after a few more different interviews. She'll get used to it.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely.
That was a good answer, John, because that just totally threw me all off.
There
yes.
you go.
All right.
There you go.
Well, we got some other callers that are lining
okay.
up. I think somebody dropped off. Did you want to stay on, Blaze, or you want me to put you back on hold?
Give the people some breathing room, so I'll go back on hold.
All right,
but
darling. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
See, Ruby knew what I was going to say. See that?
Did you practice that? You knew Blaze was going to
call
me. No,
I didn't. It's just, you know, people, they the people that I'm close to, they know me. You know, I spend most of my free time there.
Yes,
so.
You do. Yes, you do. I totally got you on that one. Okay, so this is an area code I'm not familiar with, so this one we're going to be surprised.
Okay.
Hello?
All right, area code 901. Welcome to the Leopard Carpet with John D. Green, Sr.
Yes, hello. I wanted to say hi to John Green. And to
you are on the air with him.
Yes. John, I think you're doing a wonderful job and everything. And I love your music. I haven't got Dust to Dawn yet, but I would love to get that. I'm in Memphis, Tennessee.
And who
your,
is
your
this?
Voice, your voice sounds very, very familiar to me.
My name is Brenda Smith.
Brenda Smith. Okay.
Brenda Smith, huh? Yes. Brenda Smith. Your name, you wouldn't happen to go by Bam Bam, would you, Brenda Smith?
Oh, I know you didn't say that on the air.
So,
what are your upcoming plans?
This is my sister, Flay. All right? Just so you know. This is my oldest sister. Okay?
Well,
she had me for a second, though. Little brother, and I am so proud of him. Yeah, that's very cool.
He is shiny.
So has he always been like this musical creative soul since he was young?
Yes, he has. He loved music, and he loves to work out.
Okay.
That was always been his favorite pastime.
Did it get on your nerves sometimes?
John? No, not John.
you can tell the truth
John,
on the leopard carpet. We're all about telling the truth.
You know, I mean, you know, like all little brothers, you know, but John, he was pretty much all right.
Okay.
But I just wanted to tell him I'm very proud of him. And I like what he's doing.
That's wonderful. I love it when family. Bam, bam. That's so funny. I think it's a beautiful thing when family, you know, appreciates an artist. Because sometimes, you know, family just don't get it, you know.
Yeah.
And I think that's wonderful when somebody can, you know, acknowledge it, you know.
I think all his family, you know, is very proud of him, but they try not to get in his way too much or,
okay.
you know, let him, you know, do him. You
right.
know? But they still support him.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's wonderful. Thank you so much, Brenda, for calling in. Bam, bam. But like, okay, what do I call you?
Okay, I have to pay him back for that.
I don't blame you. I'd get him for that,
it'll be worth the revenge. I'm saying, do you know how many people will hear this? So it's awesome.
Mm-mm-mm. You are so wrong.
All right.
All right.
Keep on what you're doing, and we all very proud of you.
Well, thank you very much. I'm really glad you called in. That means a great deal to me.
All right, Brenda. Thank you so much for calling into the show for John also. So I'm going to put
all
you
right.
back on hold if you want to listen from the phone.
Yes, Brenda.
Okay. All right. We've got another caller on hold. That's so cool, John.
That's my big sister. She's in Memphis. They're far away, but I guess we're never that far away, huh?
No. By internet and phone and all of that, you can stay so very, very close to your loved ones. So I even have a bigger Kool-Aid grin on my face right now. So that just
really
warmed my heart.
I'm rarely caught off guard, Play, but that one caught me by surprise. That was a very pleasant surprise.
That's cool. That's very cool. Okay, so we got one more caller. So... All right, Miss Eleanor, how are you?
Hi, I'm fine. Hi, John.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I am well.
I see.
I am well.
I'm not going to say a lot. I just wanted to, you know, let you know that I was here. Well, you can see that because I'm typing on it. But I just wanted to compliment you for... how far you've come and where you're going. And
thanks.
That's a little prophecy right there.
Okay, well, there it is. Lay it down. A little prophecy repeat. Okay. I'm all about, you know me, I'm an old mystic, so.
Yeah, so, I mean, I see so much progress from the first song I heard from you up until now. I'm like, oh, every time I'm like, oh, no, he didn't. You know, he just keep climbing and climbing.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
So, you know, I really think that is great. And it's a blessing to you and your family and to your fans.
You know
okay.
me, I love the fans. I love my family. I love the fans too.
Yes.
They're a big part of it all, you know.
Yes.
I can't stress that enough.
Uh huh. Okay. Well, that's all I wanted to say. I want to talk. I know there's other people out there that need to get in. So, lady, you can put me on hold.
All right. Thank you so
much
for calling in, Eleanor.
You're welcome.
That's Eleanor, the mama bear of the SJF music family.
Yeah. She keeps us all together. She and Miss Ruby, they are just like they're amazing in keeping you out there and keep you in the eyes of the people on the internet. So gotta love them. Okay, this is an area code that I'm not familiar with, so maybe this will be another surprise. Okay, area code 216, welcome to the Leopard Carpet with John D. Green Sr.
Hi, Lady Flavor.
Hi, who is this?
This is Ruby D.
Miss Ruby.
Yeah, I had to call in.
I'm so glad you did, my friend.
It's about time.
Well, John, you know I'm not much of a talker.
Yeah, I know.
You know?
I know. You're not that much of a talker, but when you say something, it matters. So bring it, Ruby.
I just want to tell you that, you know, you always say that you're blessed to know me, but I'm the one that's blessed to know you. You know, I'm your fan.
Well, we'll be each other's fan. How's that? We'll be each other's fan because, you know, it's the people, Ruby. I meet people like you, and, you know, look at all we've been through in such a short time, you know.
Yeah, it's like I've been knowing you forever.
Right? It's the getting to know people. It's like a lost art, and for me, it's very important to, like, if you have the opportunity to actually get to know someone, then take the opportunity, because you're continued to be surprised and amazed and grateful for the people that you meet and the characters within the people. It's a beautiful thing. And so, you know, I'm big and I'm old, Ruby. You know that. So I'm old school. I think old stuff. And that to me is what matters, you know. Other people, they have what matters. This matters to me. You matter to me.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. You know, and it's not just you. You know, Donna's great.
Yeah.
You know, she's great. And little John, he is, you know, he's just a darling. He's just a darling.
As of today, that kid is officially a superstar.
I know.
That news will be revealed very soon here. But as of today, his star quality shines through very brightly, and I'm very, very proud. There's a lot going on with Team Green, but it'll be revealed.
Well, see, that's a double blessing.
Mm-hmm.
I have to say, though, Ruby, I think you're like the ultimate fan. You know, I know that you love John's music. I know that you are so supportive of everything and anything that John does. You know, and I know that you love him as a person and as a family man and all of that. But I think of people like you that artists really, really need, you know, because just if I didn't know John and I was watching you,
mm-hmm.
I know that Kim kind of runs a very close neck and neck, you know, with your attention, you know. So maybe we might throw Brian O'Neill into the mix, you know. I know if you know Ruby Roberts, you know who her favorites are.
Yeah.
You know, but you are one of those people I think every artist needs, you know, because you keep him out there, you know, and I think that's one of the things that is so needed when it comes to being an artist, is that it's not only the artist who's out there circulating and saying, hey, pay attention to me, but when you get somebody like Ruby Roberts that says, you know, pay attention to this guy, I think that speaks even more, you know. So I have much, much respect for you.
Thank you. You
do it, and artists need more people like you.
Mm-hmm.
It's the realness. There are people that are fans, and there are some people that are friends, be they fair weather friends or not. But then you have people like Ruby. Ruby is the kind of person that I can call up and say, hey, Ruby, what are you cooking today? And get the whole breakdown, you know, or what's the weather like, you know? Or, you know, hey, did you catch that, for Ruby, did you catch that Brian O'Neill concert? Or are you going to the dark? Ruby's just real people, you know, and I can have a conversation with Ruby, and we may never talk about music. We've had conversations that lasted quite a long time where music wasn't discussed, or movies, or
right.
Did you meet so-and-so, or are you now sometimes we do have those conversations, and, of course, we have those, hey, Ruby, what are you cooking conversations. I have that one a lot. Ruby is a cut above, you know. She's definitely a fan, but a friend, you know. She's
right.
Someone that can talk and listen. And yeah, Ruby is a star. That's what I know. Ruby is a star.
Okay, John, you got me blushing over here again.
Yeah. You are a star. There's no other way to explain it. You are a star.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for calling in, Ruby. This is really, really special. I know that you're not one to necessarily call into the shows, but you're very, very good at supporting, and I appreciate you, you know.
Yes.
But But this was really special to have you call in for John because, you know, yeah, he has much love and respect for you.
And something told me, oh, I better go ahead on and call this time or I'm going to hear about it.
Ah, that's funny. All right. Well, thank you so much.
Okay.
I'm going to put you back on hold, and you can hang out on the phone or you can go back into the chat room. But thank you so much, Ruby, for calling
in. I'll be back in the chat room. I love this chat room.
All righty.
And know that I love you too, Lady Flavor.
Oh, I know it. I know it. I feel the love. Trust and believe. Thank you, Mama.
Okay, and I'll talk to you, John.
Oh, I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you for calling.
Good night.
Mm-hmm. Okay, the phone lines are...
You tell me that money or anything like that would mean more than a call like the call we just got.
Yeah, definitely.
That's priceless.
Yeah.
You know, that's priceless. You can't put a price on that type of love.
No, I have to agree with you. I do. I have to agree with you on that one. Okay, so we've got more phone lines. I hope I'm keeping them all straight because I'm writing them down as they light up and raise their hand. So I'm going to bring in another caller, John.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay. All right, Miss Leah Henderson, welcome to the Leopard Carpet with John.
Whoa.
Hey,
Leah.
How you doing, lady? Very good. How are you?
Hey, John, doing fine. Hey, John.
Hey, how are you?
All right, I'm just... You know, I just want to say that I was glad that I was able to call in. I've been missing in action for a while, but at least I just had an opportunity to call in.
Are you all right? You good?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm fine. Just wanted to call in and just say that you are an amazing artist, and everything you do is amazing, okay? So... That should just put the icing on the cake right there.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you. For those that don't know, Ms. Leah Henderson is an artist to be reckoned with herself. Now, see, she's all humble
thanks.
And modest. But Leah is, you know, just listen to the voice, people. You can hear her. So just imagine.
Well, thanks. But, you know, it is your time to shine anyway. You know, you should have, you know, you're doing so much. I mean, you got so much going on in your life. I mean, it's just, and it's all positive. That's what's so great about it.
I try.
Movie and all that. I mean, that's just, you know, that is just like exploring, just like, oh my gosh. I mean, you are so creative. That's what I'm saying. You're creative.
I've been afforded some opportunities, some chances, and I took them. That's about it, you know. I'm a risk taker. I jump out of a lot of windows. So this is just part of it. But, you know, that working with you all and working with SJF and knowing what's to come, that's a very motivating factor for me when it comes to all this. Because, you know, music, that's my first love. That'll be where I'll be to the end of days till my fingers don't work. Flip upside down and play piano with my feet. But the musical will always be, you know, so everything with our musical family is always the root of my excitement and the base of my motivation. So I'm really glad you called in. That's awesome.
Well, I had to. I mean, you know, you're a part of the SJS, and plus, you know, I mean, you know, I just can't just not, you know, I mean, if I had, you know, I really didn't have time, but I knew that you were going to be on, so I knew I could call in and just, you know, it's not going to take nothing to call in, right? Just to drop in and say,
you know, brother,
you're an amazing artist. Everything you do is awesome.
You know that, right? Okay. just, as long as you know, I just wanted you to know that. Brothers can blush.
Well, good.
Funny.
This is your time.
Well, I'm glad that you called in, Leah. And you know what? I've been waiting for you to reach out to me and say, hey, Flav, when do I get to come on the Leopard Carpet?
Oh.
You know, I've been patiently. I'm just, you know, like one of these days she'll say, hey, I want to come on because I know you have a lot to talk about.
Yeah, I do. I like I said, I've been missing in action. You know, I mean, I pop up on Facebook every now and then, but it's you know, that's, you know, that's what cell phones are for, right? I mean, I'm so glad I have
right.
one phone
right.
that you can just pop in, you know.
Right.
So,
right.
yeah, so, yeah, just keep doing what you're doing, John, and just, you know, just keep booming, okay? Just, you're doing it, okay? That's all I got to say. You're doing it, and I see it.
All right.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you so much for calling in, Leah.
All right, thank you,
oh,
guys.
All right, good night.
And
oh,
sure can right. call Leah tonight.
Oh, okay.
All right,
not slave. Okay, all right, thanks, Leah.
Okay,
that's awesome.
That's so funny.
And you know what? Right now, I'm talking to Leah, and I'm looking in the chat room right now. Terry. Mm-hmm. Terry Hoffner, what's up, bruh? How are you? I'm glad you're in the chat room. I know you're listening in. Great to see you here, man. How you doing? You know, I'm glad
That's
you
so
came.
That's so funny. That's so
I
funny.
I know, right? I got
yeah.
a message with Terry. Terry's my main man.
So, and Terry, well, I guess Terry is kind of like part of the green team, or Liz is definitely part of the green team.
Absolutely.
Or Team Green. I said that wrong. Huh? Team Green. But, yeah, definitely to those that are hanging out in the chat room, Mr. Funk all the way from New Jersey, thank you so much for tuning in. Of course, we got Mama Bear, Miss Eleanor from SJF Music. And Kathy showed up. Kathy's here. She said she was going to be here, and Kathy's here. And, of course, Miss Ruby. And, again, Terry, thank you so much for hanging out in the chat room. And to the guests who's being incognito, thank you. Thank you so much. We've got one more caller, John.
I'm ready.
And then maybe we can talk about your other stuff.
Other stuff.
Yeah, other stuff. So let me bring the last caller in.
Hey.
All right, caller from the 586 area code.
Yeah, my name's Jam Shu. Kevin Taylor's name.
Oh, Sam, what's going on?
Nothing. How are you?
I am well. How are you?
I am doing very well. Getting my butt whooped all the time, but.
Now, this young lady, this is an amazing young lady. Young lady is multi-talented in the world of martial arts, just gifted.
Okay.
And her uncle is the founder, is the grandmaster and the founder of the WSBBA.
Mm, okay.
She is a true champion. She's bred from champions. So this is amazing. I'm so glad you called in.
I'm glad I did too.
For
have
those
you been
of you
breaking
that don't...
bricks?
Yeah, exactly. Have you been breaking bricks, John?
No, not in the last 2 weeks, I haven't.
Me either, so it's okay.
Yeah, are you taking a little break?
Yeah, I graduate next month, and I'm trying to get my grades up.
Well, congratulations. That's exciting. You must be excited.
I am. I can't wait to get out of that school.
You should be very proud. That's something to be very, very proud of.
Well, that's very cool. I don't know if people know, but John is a martial artist, and he breaks bricks. And I think I even have one of your videos on your page on Flava News of you breaking bricks. So if you have never seen him do it, go over to my website for flavanews.com and look under the cooperative section and look for John D. Green. You can see him breaking bricks. All yes. the different sides that people don't know about you, John.
There's so many layers, right? So many
yeah,
layers.
There are.
And yet I'm so simple. That's the funny part to me, you know. I'm pretty simple, you know. Simple man with simple pleasures. Nothing too extravagant, I don't think.
Okay. Well, darling, thank you so much for calling in. I know that he's so excited. I think that you've called in the past, right?
I think I did, like, earlier today, but my phone was being weird and kept hanging up.
Okay. But have you called into a show before that John was on?
No.
Yes.
No. Okay. Okay. Okay.
Oh, I'm saying yes. I'm talking to the chat room. I'm sorry.
Oh. Was there anything else that you wanted to say, honey?
I just wanted to show my love.
All right.
Oh, that's so sweet.
That's very cool. That is so cool. You guys have just got me smiling. I'm so glad I had John on this show tonight because this is definitely closing out to be a great day for me to have John on here and to have so many people call in and show him love.
I got artists calling in and black belt superstar martial artists calling in. This is a good day indeed.
There you go. All right. Well, I'm going to put you back on hold, and then and you can listen from the phone if you wanted to, honey. And then I got another caller in, and then hopefully I can talk to John about some of his new projects. But thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you for putting me on.
Oh, of course.
Oh, thank you for calling in.
All right. Cool. All right. We got one more caller. It's so funny because the numbers keep popping up. This is another area code that I'm not familiar with. So let's see who's going to surprise us now. All right, caller from the 574 area code. Welcome to the Leopard Carpet with John D. Green Sr.
Thank you. It's Sherry Fretz Rice. Sherry Z.
Hey, Sherry, you made it.
I did. Even though we moved this past weekend and did all these other things, I thought, I've got to show you love. I've got to.
Well, thank you. How did the move go?
The move is crappy because I need my knee replaced, and so everybody else had to work, and I couldn't do it. But they were, it's good. You know, it gets done, doesn't it?
Yes, it gets done. Now, for those of you that don't know, Sherry Sue gave me my first music lesson over the phone.
Oh.
My first voice lesson was from Sherry. Yes, it was. True story.
Over the phone. And you still have to be sirening. That's all I have to say. You should still be sirening. Everybody needs to siren.
Siren.
I'm just saying.
I understand. I'm glad you called in.
Well, I just wanted to, you know, I feel like we've been out of touch lately, and, you know, I just wanted to, I guess, let you know that I continue to think about you, pray for you, and support you, even though sometimes I have to be silent because I'm so flipping busy right now. But I wanted you to know that, and I think you do, but I thought this would kind of punctuate that point.
Well, I think, me personally, I think that's pretty special, John.
Oh, it is, absolutely. It is, absolutely. Sherry is one in a million.
Well, thank you. Very sweet.
That's cool.
And well, we happened to meet, I met John and Donna at Brian's birthday party, Brian O'Neill's birthday party.
Oh, okay.
Almost 3 years ago now. And we mostly hung out around that table, laughed at Beth, and had a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
That was an amazing night. That was an awesome night. I met some very good people that I'm still in contact with today at that party.
Same here. It was very cool. And especially, you know, to meet John and to be a little teeny part of his life has been a real blessing for me. And he knows why. You know, there's a lot of stuff that goes on in our lives that are not exactly fun, and I think that we need kind of a respite, and I think that's what, you know, it's been for me to be able to keep up with him. So anyway, I just wanted to let you know.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much. Yeah, thank you so much for calling in. John, you are just getting love from everywhere. So I'm going to put you back on hold. I'm like, should I cry? I'm like, you know, I'm an emotional girl. But I'm going to put you back on hold, if you don't mind, and you can definitely continue listening if you're wanting to from the phone. But thank you so very much for calling in.
Not a problem. Love you, John.
Oh, thank you, sweetie. I'll talk to you. So
okay,
sweet.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye. You know, this is so very, very cool, John, that all these people are calling in and, you know, just showing how much they love and respect you. You know what? Another caller just raised their hand, so let me bring them in. I am going to, trust and believe, I am going to get it to the point where I can talk to you about, you know, your career as an actor and all the films you're involved in on top of the fact of your music. But let me take this caller. All right, welcome to the Leopard Carpet, Mark Van Claggett.
Hello, Lady Flavor. How are you?
I'm very good. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you. Thank you. John, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, brother, how are you?
I'm terrific, man.
You know, what an unexpected, pleasant surprise tonight. Okay. Aren't you on the radio? Weren't you just like, on the show?
Yeah, right. I just did an interview. Yeah, it's over now. You know, I couldn't wait to get to yours.
Wow. Wow. A stand-up guy. If you're not familiar with the name, ladies and gentlemen, just Google Mr. Mark Van Claggett, and you'll understand why this is such a momentous occasion.
Oh, man. Thank you, John. Thank you, too, lady. Look, John, I noticed this is your night. This is your show, man. You shine. I just dropped in to say, hey, you know, give me my support.
Awesome.
And go get him, man. Go get him.
To tell me when we're going to grab that coffee?
Yeah, you know, today was the day, right?
Today was the day?
We kind of tentatively set it for today, but, you know, we had these interviews, so.
Right.
Perhaps when I get back to Detroit, man, you know, we can hook up and have some coffee, you know.
Sounds good.
Yeah. All right, buddy. Hey, go get him, man.
Thank you very much, brother.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you so much for calling in, John.
You're welcome,
lady. Mark. I called you John. Thank you for calling in, Mark.
All right, darling. All right. Guys, take care.
All right. Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. That All was right. Mark Van Claggett that just called in to my interview. That's what's up. Okay? I'll just say that. I'll say no more, but yeah.
That's cool. You know what? Let me, you know, John, I think that we've gotten all of the callers so far. So I want to play one of your pieces before we actually start talking about the films you're involved in.
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to play one of John's signature pieces. This piece is actually being played globally. This is Melodocracy, produced by Stephen Jerome Ferguson. right. That was Melodocracy by my special guest on the Leopard Carpet tonight, John D. Green Sr. Excuse me.
We'll dedicate that one to young Chloe. Hopefully that song will help her soothe and fall asleep and sleep well through the night. That's my buddy Terry's beautiful daughter. So we'll dedicate that one tonight to Chloe.
Okay,
let her sleep
very cool.
Well. Yeah.
Very, very cool. I saw that James Watson thought that he was on hold. I'm not sure what number he called. But John, if you're James Watson, if you want to call in, the call-in number is 347-857-1189. I'm sure that John would love to speak to you. But in the meantime, you know what, John? Let's try to get in, how you became involved in the film industry and became an actor.
That's a funny story, actually. Well, you know the story, but it's a funny story.
Right.
I lost my job. I was broke. I had no money and no prospects, and saw an audition and took a chance, you know. I said, I'm going here. I'm going to audition. I didn't know how to audition. I didn't know anything about the process. I said, well, you know. I talked to my wife, of course, and she was like, oh, yeah, you're as good as any of those guys. I'm like, okay, you know me. Okay, fine. So I go to this audition with these big shots and people with portfolios and resumes and headshots and these great-looking guys everywhere. So I was nervous. So I said to myself, well, okay. So I looked around the room. I said, listen, the rest of you guys being here is pretty much a formality because the role is mine. But if it makes you feel better to just sit here and hope on something that you'll never get, then by all means be my guest. But just so you know, the role is mine. I want it more than you do. So you can leave or you can sit and watch me get the role. Either way is fine. And then I sat down. Now, I was kidding because, well, you know, it doesn't work that way. But you know what, Flay? It does work that way.
Right.
Because I got that role.
Yes, you did.
And that was, well, today, before this day started, I would have said 17 roles ago. But as of right now, I can say 19 roles ago.
Wow.
So it did work that way. And I started noticing small things. Like there's some amazingly good-looking people that are your competition, if you see them as competition. You know, I speak several languages fluently. There are people that speak several more than I do. I'm muscular. There are people that are more muscular and younger and in better shape and can do better things than I can do. But it's all about the they're your competition if you allow them to be. I tell my son all the time, we have no competition. It's them and it's us. We want it. We go after it. We do what we need to do to get the role. I don't even put myself in the category of being competitive with other actors. There are actors that are better. I am the first to acknowledge that. I am a big fan of several great actors. But they're doing their thing, and I'm going to do my thing. That's the way I see the world when it comes to acting. So I took a chance, and the chance paid off in spades.
Well, I thought it was so interesting, you know, when you shared with me, you know, this whole process of stepping out there and doing that. I'm like, are you serious? Is that what you're doing? You know, getting comp cards done and going to auditions and sitting there for hours, you know, with other people and, you know, doing your thing and then walking away actually, you know, with roles. I thought it was just absolutely amazing, you know, your first time out. So what are some of the projects that you have had the opportunity to presently work on that's going to be coming out?
Oh, wow. Everything. I had a standing role in the Gary Bozic film, Ice Buff. Bogle Films if you're ever looking for a really good photographer that thinks outside the box, you can look at Lion's Paw Photography. Aaron Charles is phenomenal. But I had a chance to work on Ice Bus, which was one of my favorite films. actually, of all the films that I've done. I had the chance to work on Funky Town, which was shot right here in Detroit. So, you know, I was partial to that. I had a great opportunity to work on Detroit Zombie, which was a very demanding role for me. It was kind of new to me, that type of role. Very exciting. I worked on Family Vacation. That was fun. You know, I enjoyed that. I got to work on a project that was being piloted for MTV called Muse Crew. I had a chance to work very close with Ryan DeSilva. I worked in The Halloween Patient. I had a chance to work on Oz, The Great and Powerful. The Spirit of Mumbai, well, definitely one of my all-time favorite experiences was working with the cast and crew, especially the crew for The Spirit of Mumbai. I had a chance to work in Act of Vengeance. I got to work with Tom Henry. I worked on several of the Little Homie series for Tim Green. That's to name a few. I'm kind of getting myself out there a little, you know, a little.
So what do you think about, you know, being an actor versus being a musician and composer?
It takes the same kind of time and discipline and dedication. It's just directed in different areas. You know, it's when it's music, it's about the sound. The main focal point is about the sound. If the sound is something that can be retained and resonate with the listener, is it something that can provoke a certain emotion? Is it something that can provoke a certain move? Whereas with acting, it's your character that needs to be able to do the same thing. Can I say a line and provoke a mood? Can I display a different characteristic or a different face and make you feel a certain way about my character? That's the most important aspect of it. Can I do something so subtle that you barely catch it, but just from what you saw, you form an opinion about that character? So it's the same dedication and the same discipline, but in a different area. So
I want to ask you a question, but I do want, James, I do see your number, and I apologize that I didn't bring you in because there was another number on the line that was the same area code, and I'm sorry, I totally slipped by that. But I want to ask you a question before I bring James in. You know how we talk about the struggles as a music talent and trying to get people to pay attention and respect, you know, your skills as a musician and as an artist in that direction. Do you think that it's different when it comes to you being an actor and how the publicity and all of that is shined on the films that you are in?
I mean,
does that make sense, what I'm asking?
Yeah, it makes perfect sense. I mean, but there's so much more that goes into it than just your role. You know, you can be a great actor and have a bad scene or have something else in the film that's not quite right, and it's a bad film.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can be a bad actor and have great editing and great sound mixers and great operators, so to speak, and it'll be a great film. So that part of it is it's tricky at best. It's you do the best that you can. You take direction. You know, I'm pretty good at taking direction when it comes to that sort of thing. But you also
mm-hmm.
have to be a free thinker. You have to kind of know what works. You learn your character. You become the character. But at the same time, you know, trying to maintain your balance of being you. Now, remember, there's a world of actors that are better, and you know they are better. So you have to find that one thing that they don't bring to the table and bring it to the table. And every time is different. So every time you're constantly finding something new that's going to make the director want you just a little more than this guy that looks better. He's younger. He's in better shape. He speaks more languages. He's, you know, you have to have that one thing. It's the constant search for that one thing that makes you more appealing to the director than the next guy. It's a chase.
I totally get that. I guess the direction I was trying to go with my question, which maybe I didn't state it well, was that because there's a team and because it is a film, there is a team out there pushing the movie. So it's not like you have to push the movie.
Right.
You know, where you depend on Team Green, you know, to push the music.
Oh, absolutely.
You know? And so I think that that's really an interesting twist when I think about who you are as an artist. You know, that, you know, you've all of a sudden stepped into this world of film. And you're out there on the set and you're filming and all these people, photographers, and people are hanging out and wanting to do interviews and this, that, and the other. And, you know, there's a great promotional team out there getting the pictures done and putting the pieces together and creating the video clips of, you know, the film to put out as marketing tools and all of that to then, you know, what the frustrations that you feel when it comes to your music. And I know that music is your number one passion.
Right. Well, it's a lot harder to market sound than it is to market something visual.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that being an indie artist, such as myself, we do our own marketing. I mean, if some of us are blessed enough to have an amazing team, such as my team, but for the most part, even with my team, we are a group of people amongst many groups of many people pushing music. So it's totally different as far as that goes. Because, yeah, with a film, you do have a team. There are a team of people that are going to push that film because they want financing. They're looking for investors and endorsements for the film. Whereas with an indie artist, we have our product, and that's it. We're trying to appeal to the people to like it enough to purchase it, which is really hard. It's really hard. I mean, I'm not to sound like a baby, but it's hard. I mean, we pushed the Between Dusk and Dawn CD and to try to generate sales, not because we're looking for a handout, you know, maybe a hand up based upon the music is quality music. And if you listen to it and you like it, then take the next step to make a purchase. Because, you know, nothing is free. And even though the price is minimal, it's not free. But this is how we carry on. We still have families. We still have to eat. You know, even film, music, it's the same. We want to eat. We're putting our best foot forward to entertain you. In turn, you know, a financial, to make a financial purchase of our product, that's fair trade, you know, honest work for honest pay, so to speak. So, yeah, it's different.
I think that people don't necessarily really, really understand what it takes for an indie artist to create. You know, there are hours and hours spent in the studio. There's hours spent in writing. There are hours and money put into, you know, recording and mastering and pressing and designing CD covers and all of that. There's hours and hours and money that go into it to then hope that those people that hit the like button will actually turn around and go and seek you out where your product can be purchased. And I think that's the challenge, and that's one of the things that I try to do here on Flava News Radio, is to introduce artists such as yourself, you know, to the audience that pays attention to my shows, and to also encourage them that if you like it, there are ways that you can purchase it. And in purchasing the music, it's another way of allowing that artist to know that you believe in their product, but it also gives them that step up to be able to create more. You know, we talked at the beginning of the show about the fact that, you know, people are singing the classics, right? And they're singing, you know, cover tunes and all of that. I would love to see, you know, the indie artists that I support at some point, 10 years down the line, having somebody in a club singing you guys' pieces or playing one of your pieces, you know? And I think that's, you know, what I would love, you know, for people to understand that they can play a very, very big role in pushing you guys out there, not only with the like button, that means a lot, you know, but sharing with their own networks, again, going over and purchasing a copy, you know, if you don't have the capability of purchasing online, trust and believe the artist is going to make a way that you can do it. You know, you can mail money orders. You know, there's so many ways that you can still support. Because, don't let me get on my soapbox. You know what? Let me bring James in so that James can share with you his thoughts.
Okay,
I'm trying to click on your line, James.
Wake up, James.
Well, it's not James. It's my board for some reason is not letting me click on there. Let me refresh the board, James, and see if I can bring you in. And thank you so very much for your patience. But, you know, John, you are stepping out there. You're doing so many things. You know, you stepped outside of your box, you know, with the acting and all of that. And, you know, I really, really admire that. And I think that just kind of says a lot for you, that you're a risk taker and that you're, you know, you're willing, you know, to kind of go to extremes to, you know, to really get out there and to be recognized. So let me see if I can click on James' line again.
Hello.
All right. We've got you now, James. Thank you so much for hanging out and being patient, my friend.
Oh, thank you for hosting me. Hey, Uncle John, I just want to say thanks for everything you're doing for us. You know, I'm up here in Big Rapids studying for finals. And I just want to call and give you a shout-out and say thanks. You know, keep up the great work.
Well, thank you, James. This is my nephew right here. He's an IT extraordinaire. This kid is smart, all right? Not the kind of smart, oh, that's a smart guy. No, he's actually really smart.
Well, you have me blushing, y'all. I'm not as smart as You make people think I am, I guess. But I just want to let you know you are a true inspiration, letting me know to, you know, keep pursuing my dreams. Things get tough, but keep going, and, you know, they will fall into place.
That's right. Or keep going, man.
Yeah.
Keep going. You're an inspiration, James. We sat and talked for many hours on this very couch that I'm sitting on right now. James is a man.
Well, hey, I got to jump off here and get back to doing my homework and stuff. And I got finals, like I said, all next week. So I just want
I appreciate the fact, James, I will let you go. But I do appreciate the fact that, you know, somebody like your Uncle John, you know, inspires you. But I have to tell you, I really love the fact that you said that you're listening to his music while you're studying. And I think that's one way that music can be used, you know. I do that all the time here when I'm doing my work. You know, I put on certain artists' music so I can just, it's kind of like them being with me, or it just kind of calms me or puts me in a space of where I need to be. So I think that's a beautiful thing that you were listening to his music while you were studying.
Yeah. One of the great things, you know, I've been sharing my music with people on campus, and they're really digging it. You know, they've asked me, you know, where can I get that? And I put it in the direction. So hopefully the word gets out. And But keep up the great work.
All right.
Well, thank you. I will. You keep up the homework. Make it happen.
Yes,
maybe next go around the music, I'll put some subliminal memory-enhancing messages in the music.
Well,
alrighty.
Well, all right.
Thank you,
so
thank you very much. Thank you. Take care.
Thank you, James. All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So are you feeling the love, John?
Yes, I am. I'm all choked up over here.
I think, you know, but you know what? You're deserving. You're very, very deserving, you know, of being recognized this way, you know, by your peers to, you know, your family, your friends, you know, and all of that. And I think it's a wonderful thing, you know, and just even having you on the leopard carpet with me again tonight makes it really worthwhile, you know, for me. You know, to have created the show, to have you come back and be able to share your updates, you know, with the listeners of Flava News Radio and all of that. And, you know, I have to say, you know, as some kind of, you know, touched on a bit, you know, I think you're an amazing talent. And it's been a pleasure for me personally and professionally to watch your journey and to, in my own way, be a part of your journey. but you are an amazing man. And I had to tell your wife today, but thank you for, you know, sharing you with me, because I know that, you know, I could get you on the phone and bend your ear for a long, long time, you know, and Donna's right there, you know, by your side and, you know, hearing the conversation, you know, but that speaks volumes for her, you know, to, you know, be cool with that. And so I love and appreciate Donna so very, very much, you know, because I think you're a great, great friend, and I value you, you know, way beyond the creativity.
That's sweet. Say all this sweet stuff. Everybody's being all sweet tonight. I like that. That's very nice.
Wow.
That's very, very nice. I don't know, Flay. You know me. You know how I do. I try to be me. I try to keep it real and just do what I think is right. It's not always right. I try to do what I think is right, you know.
Right.
I try to make music based on how I feel, and hopefully someone will like it. And, you know, sometimes it really works out. Other times, well, it doesn't.
Right.
But, you know, I go with what moves me. All right.
Well,
so we're nearing the end of the show. But before
yes,
we get
are.
There,
okay.
You want to hear what I was going to tell you?
Yes, I do want to hear.
This news is like new, brand new, hot off the press. Okay.
Okay.
So all the films that I named, those are films that I've already done.
Mm-hmm.
But as
right.
of today, I got the hard confirmation on I'll be the voice of James Ellison for Terminator, The Connor Chronicles, and I will be the Major Kevin Jones for the new film, The Jesus Machine.
Wow.
So I got my hard confirmations today. And The Jesus Machine, by the way, I've been waiting for this film for over a year. I mean, you know, I went through quite a lot of hoops to get a confirmation on this film, and everything seemed to fall apart. Ruby said, I knew it. Yes, you did. So, yeah, I got the film. I got my role, the role that I wanted, and I'm very excited about it. So.
Well, congratulations. I'm excited for you. That's why I tell you, it's really difficult for me sometimes to keep up with you. And what you got going on and what projects you're working on and this, that, and the other. And, you know, I mean, you're just busy. And I don't think that you necessarily really realize how busy you are and what you've got going on. You know, I think that you don't do well with idle time, as you would probably look at it. I think that, you know, that's something that you should appreciate when you kind of have those quiet moments. And maybe that's when you can just kind of chill and have your Blaze moment, as, you know, Blaze and I would talk about, or you would, you know, just kind of play around in the studio and create without the stress and pressures, you know. But I think you just really, really thrive off of being challenged and
right.
being pushed to do more, whether it's you doing it to yourself or whether it's somebody else having those expectations of you.
Right. It's a what do you say to that? How do you follow that? Thank
oh.
you. Where do I follow that?
Well,
yeah.
I do. I think you're somebody who just, you know, you got to stay busy, and you need to have something that you can see an end result to. And I don't know, but
yeah.
I think that's okay. I really do. I think it's okay, you know, that you're like that. I mean, of course, you know, I would love to say, you know, John, just take a vacation. You and the family, just go to the, you know, wherever you would go. I don't know what's out there in Michigan. I do think I've seen ads, you know, of beautiful places you could go,
yeah.
you know, and just
chill.
We don't
do many vacations. A vacation for me is when we all drive out to our friend Liz's house. That's a vacation.
Right, okay.
We drive out there. That's pretty much the extent of the vacation.
Right.
When we get to get out there, so that's the vacation.
Right.
But one day, you know, one day soon, maybe after August, maybe we'll seriously consider taking some type of vacation.
I think that would be cool. I do. I think it would be great if you could do that. And hopefully, maybe it'd just be a weekend, you know, because I don't know if you could handle a whole week, you know, but maybe just a weekend of just, you know, relaxing and enjoying your family and all of that, you know, because you definitely are deserving, but they're definitely deserving because, you know, they make great sacrifices, you know, for you to do what you do. You know, and I know that when I had, you know, the show, you know, talking about, you know, the loved ones of artists, you know, and being able to have the opportunity to have Donna call in and all, you know, I know it's not easy, you know, to be the loved one of a creative soul, you know, and all of that. And Donna's definitely a trooper, you know, when it comes to, you know, having your back and supporting. And, you know, she's your manager, and so she handles a lot of the business parts of things for you. You know, she's been by your side through, you know, auditions and different meetings that you've had, you know, being an artist and all of that. And so I just have to give her, you know, a shout-out and much, much respect because I think a lot of people don't necessarily have that type of support right there in their space, you know?
Right. They don't, and, you know, it makes life so much easier. And they're very tolerant of the nature of my work, my passion, my dream.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not easy, and I know it's not easy. And I just got a message that my dear, dear PR person and close friend Liz couldn't listen. So since I know that her system is down and she can't listen, everyone out there, if you know Liz Finn and you're on Facebook, message her and tell her that you would love to see the broom dance and see what happens, because she can't stop me from saying this because she's not on here. So, Liz Finn, the broom dance. Have it.
And are you saying boom? Are you saying boom dance?
No, the broom. Like,
broom?
With the broom.
Oh, broom
dance.
I was like, okay, am I hearing him correct? Okay, we'll have to measure.
She'll probably kill me for this later, but it's funny right now.
Okay, so we'll have to definitely message Liz. I'm actually typing her name in so that I just don't, you know, like, forget. But, you know, John, it was a pleasure, you know, having you step on the leopard carpet. You know, I know there's so much more that we could actually talk about. You know, so I guess we'll just have to schedule another leopard carpet, you know, maybe during the late summer, early fall or whatever, and get caught up with you again. You know, but
absolutely.
Anybody who knows John and loves his music, the first way that you could definitely support it is, you know, go over to sjfmusic.com. John has two pieces that are solo pieces, and then he has a piece on there that was dedicated to me that's called Leopard Jam that was also created with Stephen Jerome Ferguson and Paul Ferguson on that particular piece. So go over there, support that particular album. You will be able to enjoy, you know, John's talents along with Stephen Jerome Ferguson and Eternally Blaze and Leah Henderson, who all called in tonight. I love the fact that the SJF family, you know, came out to support tonight to, you know, other just friends and family. And, you know, just know, John, you know, you are always welcome here on any of the shows that I do. I'm here to support you. And hopefully we'll get, you know, things up and running over here in Seattle so we can do a little bit more, because I'm working on getting you and Steven out here to Seattle.
Oh, absolutely. We would love it.
All right.
We would love it.
So you've got like 1 minute left. John, is there anything else you would like to say? Hey, tell people where they can find you online.
Oh, you can find me online very easily. Go to www.johndgreensenior.com. I'll be there.
And you can definitely go over to flavanews.com. I try really hard to keep up with John and keep his page on flavanews.com, you know, updated. You know, sometimes I just miss things, and I try not to. But thank you for tuning in tonight, to those that hung out in the chat room, to all the many people that called in tonight to listen on the phone and to even, you know, raise their hand to speak with John. Thank you so very, very much. And to those that hung out in the wings, we love and appreciate you. John's an amazing talent that deserves the recognition. So, you know, help us go out there and spread the word about who he is and what he's doing. I'm going to close out today's show with a piece. I'm going to close out today's show with one of the newer pieces that John sent me. This is called Going Off.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone. Guest tonight was John D. Green Sr., an amazing singer, songwriter, musician, composer, producer, martial artist, actor. You know, he's just like got a little bit of everything when it comes to putting his big toe into that creative space out there. So stay tuned. You know, this is how we do it here on Flava News Radio, trying to shine the light on some amazing talents such as John on the Leopard Carpet and all the shows on Flava News Radio. Take care, God bless, and help spread the word about what we're doing here to support underground independent artists. Good night.